right, y'all. Welcome back to It's Just Jokes podcast. You know, it's your boy, Groovy Grizzly, accompanied by my good buddies in real life, Slim Balor, a.k.a. Josh Chapman, and my boy, Derek Smalls, a.k.a. Dougie Smalls in the building.
We got new nicknames.
New nickname alert, my boy.
You just fucking up the entire nickname order. Like,
shout out to D-Will for everything you do behind the scenes. Shout out to Dre, you know, for the foundations of the podcast. Shout out to Peyton. Shout out to Peyton for everything that you do. Gentlemen, how we doing today?
We're not doing this.
Just come on.
Restart. I'm trying to tell y'all, like, I want to record. Let's go.
Come on, Josh.
Come on, Josh. Let's go. Dang.
Bro, we just hit the record button like 20 seconds ago. You're like, all right, fuck all this other shit. Like, my nigga, like,
he got a CDC.
See, that's why your camera, that's why your signal. That's why your signal fucking up. I didn't hear a damn thing you said.
This is just bullying, dog. You're an ass.
These are bloopers.
You're an asshole, bro. Jesse Pink.
It's just bloopers. I'm not an asshole. It's just a blooper.
No, you're an asshole.
These are bloopers.
Asshole.
Diva, cut to the theme music.
The nigga said we got intro.
We got an intro now. Let's go.
Yeah, so you said this is an actual talk show. So,
you got Jesse. Yeah. You got Josh.
Yeah. You got Derek. Yeah.
It's too much.
It's just jokes. It's like, what?
I'm going to really have to meet Jesse inside hell of a cell. Like, that's really going to happen.
All right. I'm muting my mic. I'm ready when you are, Josh.
I ref that match if it actually happened.
Yes, that's actually what I was going to say. Like, you have to be the ref that, like, who doesn't want to get in the middle of it.
It's going to be like,
you're also fed up with Jesse.
It's going to be like a top 10 match of all time just because the emotions flowing throughout that match. I'm going to be like, Josh, stop. He doesn't, no more. Josh, you see him? It's no, stop.
You can I just push you up the way and, like, spear him off the cage? Like, we both go flying here? Like,
he's trying to make, I was going to say, like, he's going to try to reenact Mick Foley, but, like, he's going to spear me off the.
Oh, listen, like, brother, if I'm going down, you're going down with me, all right?
I still won. I brought you down with me. I still won.
We're both going to hell.
That's what Jesse just says.
Oh, I knew I was going, but I brought you with me.
Jesse,
I won.
Says, that's all I ever want. I just wanted you to stick to my level. I just wanted you to stick to my level. That's all. Look,
that's all I want. I still won, dog. You won the match. I won the war.
Nobody wins when the family feuds, nigga.
Nobody.
Oh, man. Do we even still need the intro?
No, honestly, fuck it. Keep it going. This is 20.
Jesse just hijacked the entire intro. My name is Joshua Chavin, a.k.a. Swim Ballard. That's my good friend, Derek Small, a.k.a. Mr. Meatman. And that down there in hell is Jesse Pink, a.k.a. Groovy Grizzly, because he keeps it raw on you hoes. You know what, I'm going to save that for the discussion that we had yesterday about why Jesse gets more aggressive when he's back in Chicago, because not going to do that to my bud. Like,
cubicle.
let me out.
I'm in the four corners of hell. Room small as shit. That's what he's saying.
We're going to get you out of there.
We're going to get you out of there.
Wait. Y'all see the box? Help.
Jesse's like a prisoner of war in his own city.
I'm a child orphan soldier in my own cubicle. That's crazy.
How does that work?
This man said a child orphan soldier. Oh, man. How are y'all doing today?
It's Sunday. Pretty good. Just chilling. You know, another week working for the man. You know,
it's cool, bro. It's just another week coming through. I'm chilling.
Glad Christmas is gonna be here soon. You know.
Yes,
and that's really the highlight.
If you're listening to this, hopefully it is around Christmas time. Merry Christmas to you and yours.
Merry Christmas.
I hope that you guys have a great Christmas.
A safe one too.
Just make it great. Great doesn't always mean safe.
No, I'm saying make it safe too, bro. Just make it safe. I don't want to be your last Christmas.
Some really great stuff happens when you're being unsafe. You know.
I get it.
Yeah. And then you have
definitely some holiday cheer being spread.
Wait, did you hear Jesse?
No, I didn't. What did he say? I think I low key talked over him. What did he say?
He said that then you have gremlins.
Yeah. You know how that go.
Well, if you're doing that, there's definitely some holiday cheer, you know,
being a lot of eggnog going along.
Some other things.
A lot of sleigh bells ringing, you feel me?
You know, yeah.
A lot of chestnuts roasting on the open fire. That reminds me.
Is that
speaking of chestnuts roasting on the open fire, get tested, y'all. Get tested.
Is that an innuendo for something
else? You're not for the pull of me on me. Come on, boy. I got that. Got that a lot.
A lot of ho-ho-hoing. So basically, since the year is over, what has been one of you guys' favorite things from 2021? I know it's been like a super fucking long year and a short one at the same time, but like, what's been one of your favorite things?
Getting out of Missouri, if I'm being honest.
Give it up for Derek. Get out of Missouri. Give it up for Derek.
Being honest. Yes, I moved back to the Chicagoland area and I do not live in Missouri anymore. You know,
do you see how well that sentence flowed? I live in the Chicagoland area. It rolls off the tongue now because
I'm being
in April, you were fighting me on. You're like, bro,
I don't want no issues today. I'm going to just be politically correct and say Chicagoland area.
It just flowed.
I don't want no issues, man. But
like the Phoenix Suns owner saying that these niggas need a nigga. Like, it just flowed. Like,
flows.
That was not the first time you said the word nigga.
It's just good to, be back where a lot of my friends and family live. So, you know, feels pretty good and stuff. Yeah.
That's good, though.
That's my W for the year.
That's good, bro. I don't know, man, because I went through like my snap year. And I said, holy shit, I did a lot this year.
I got a car this year, my dog.
Dog, I did a lot of shit this year, bro. I did more traveling. I went bike riding in Madison. The sun setting, like, that shit was wild. I did a lot of fun stuff. I think the most funnest thing I did was, the most boldest move was, I dropped my job. That I could have easily stayed back at home, you know, made more money. And I dropped that job to fully commit from my program. Got my car within less than a month and got my apartment less than a month. Like, I just moved in and just fully committed. I think that was the most G shit I did all year. I think that was like the biggest G shit I did. I was just like, nah, fuck it. I'm gonna drop it. I was still thinking about whether I was gonna get an apartment. I was gonna work or stay online. I said, you know what? Nope. Put in my pink slip. Well, I didn't even put in my pink slip. I just sent in my online email. I told them, yeah, I'm not gonna be here next year. And they was like, okay.
You hit them with a Magic Johnson, nigga?
Yeah, I just told them I'm not gonna be here next year. I just told them that. I told them that they would say you have to tell us 2 weeks before the semester, before the spring, before class resumes. I was like, it's June. I told y'all literally the day after school ended. So I dropped that, found my apartment, got my car, moved in. It's been decent since, man. I think that's my W.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
Give it up for Jesse. Of course, you're doing the fucking poetry slam. Damn. Shit, nigga.
I dropped my job, moved to Michigan.
But I picked up myself.
Spoken word saved my life.
Jesse's a spoken word all-star. For me, I think it was like I got to actually work on the set of a huge production. Like that, I can say, like the show's coming out. I think they said between April and like June or something like that. It's called Shining Girls. It's going to be on Apple TV. But like, I got to work on that fucking like I got to work on that production, bro. Like, that shit is, like, crazy to me. Like, I
you worked on that?
Shut up.
That's going to be a banger, bro. That's going to be a banger.
This is not breaking news, my nigga.
This is going to be a banger, bro. Shout out to you.
This is not breaking news.
This would be
But yeah, like, I got to just, like, be in that world. And even though that, like, that shit sucks some days, like, legitimately, my first day, I walked back into my house at 4:30 in the morning and, like, just showered and, like, went face down straight to sleep. Just, like, but yeah, it was still just like, man, this is really cool seeing how this works, getting to meet people, talking to people, all that kind of stuff, like, seeing that whole thing. I think the most fun that I had, we've had a lot of really fun moments this year. Like, I think the stuff that I enjoyed the most was the 2-day birthday stretch between all of us getting together, working out that morning, and then going to breakfast, just hanging out that day, all that kind of, even the three of us just in the car coming back from, I don't remember why we were up north. I think
we went north to see a Nana.
Right. I don't know why we were up there though. Like, did I have to go get something or something like that?
Yeah. Cause Nana has something for you for your birthday.
And yeah. That's right.
Because that was after breakfast. And from breakfast, from breakfast all the way from there to your Nana's all the way back, we just been laughing, bro.
No.
We were literally
was literally in pain at one point. Like, my head was on 10. My stomach was hurting because this nigga Jesse would not shut the hell up from the backseat.
I just remember being on the Lakeshore Drive. And, like, I was like, I'm so glad this is bumper to bumper traffic right now, because, like, I have, like, tears in my eyes laughing. Like, if it was at open road, I'd be like, Jesse, please shut up. Like, please.
Like, this is getting dangerous right now. Like,
I'm laughing as I'm trying to make these turns, my boy. Like, stop. Like, stop.
I think that's what made, like, my stomach hurt too, because I was like, bro, like, we're not even halfway.
And you know, that traffic was insane.
I knew I had more too.
from the time we got on Lakeshore, like, it was just like, yeah.
No, big dog. It's from the time that Josh told me I had to pay him back for the tickets. Nah, bro.
This man, Jesse. I haven't told this story. So we got Sox playoff tickets first level. Right. We're down the first base side, you know, near the foul pole. Good seats for a playoffs, like, good seats. I told Jesse, I was like, yeah, you know, I got the tickets. Like, you know, when are you going to be able to hit me back? He was like, yeah, how much is it? I was like, 230. He was like, oh, for the four of us? I was like, no, nigga, like, 230 per ticket. Oh my God.
Oh my God, that's so much money. How am I going
to
pay that?
He's saying this as he's pulling out his phone. He's like, oh my God, this is so much money. How am I going to be able to do this?
You know, and all my accounts aren't in order. You know, I can't do this right now. My affairs are not in order.
I can't do this. And then I look up, like, 2 seconds later, I'm like, Jesse, did you just send me like 212 or something like that? Like, it's like, what is, like, I was like, you sent me 93% of this bill. Like, what do you mean? Like, you can't, like, why didn't you just send 100%, my nigga? Like, what the fuck? Like, why was that the line in the sand?
He said that other 15 would have killed him. He said that would have set him back.
All right. Let's add context to this, bro. The weekend of which Josh had his fabulous birthday. Of which he just laid it down that he wasn't paying for nothing, bro.
I wasn't paying for food. I said this.
No, time out.
I don't want to pay for food, bro.
He did the most little mama shit. He was like, "We're gonna have breakfast at Stack." I said, "Okay, cool. I'm not paying for shit." I was like, "This nigga here." So I was like, "Okay, bet." So that means I gotta foot my bill and I gotta foot his bill. Also.
My bank accounts
during that weekend, so I couldn't really even, like, track them onto my money like that, so I couldn't see how much I was spending, so I had to just go off a dodge. I just had to go off of just go off your heart, right? So I was like,
go off your
heart. I think this is the amount I can give him. So I couldn't give you the extra 15, because if I gave you that extra 15, I didn't know I was going to overdraft. What? I didn't know what was going to happen, dog.
So you gave him most of the money?
I was like, oh boy, you can pay this off in segments. You can do like 4
Because I'm going to forget. I'm going to forget. That's why. And like, remember, I had just moved to my apartment. So I had to get everything, like my bills and all that sorted out. Like, so it was just I had to get it straight.
You could be like once a month, like, hey, Josh, how much I owe you?
Listen, bro. I'm one of them niggas where if you tell me I owe you, I'm finna give you that money out the way and get the fuck out of Dodge. Because one thing I hate is a nigga that's just like, hey, bro, it's been 2 weeks. Where my money at? And I'm like, God damn it.
You still owe me $1,670 then, nigga. That's,
I mean, it was... Nah, bro. I'm fucking with you.
No, I was legitimately dying in that restaurant. When you told me how much he sent you, like, in the moment, I was like, Jesse, bro.
And we actually pulled out a calculator, too, so Josh was actually spot on with the math. It really was 93%.
To him, 93% of the funds.
And also, all I said for my birthday weekend is like, yo, this day, I just would like to not pay for anything.
Cap.
That is it. Is that not what I said, Derek?
That's basically what I said. But you
said... No. You said, I'm not paying... You said I made a declarative... Like, I'm not paying for shit. And I was just like, this
he said one food. Present. He did say food. He said food.
Right.
Which is fair. I mean,
but like, that's such a cop out. You know, you're not gonna pay for food on your birthday. You know, niggas not gonna have you paying for food on your birthday. You nigga, we're brothers.
It was also the day before, so y'all could have been like, "Well, nigga, that shit tomorrow." Like, we got you at the ball game, my nigga. Like,
oh shit, I guess it was.
See, see,
nah, bro, that day was your birthday.
Yeah,
that was funny as hell.
Wasn't even the funniest shit that happened that day. Like I said, the Lakeshore Drive just legitimately in tears. And then we went to fucking Harold's for the because the Wilder Fury
them,
fight was
them that motherfuckers night. There.
And we ordered 30 wings. They gave us one sauce. One sauce on the side.
Say that again. For the people
they
that
gave
are
us one sauce, bro.
Now think about this for the folks that are listening. You have a big bucket of chicken that you order because it's a boxing.
Harold's match. Is known for their mom sauce.
It's a boxing match, you know. It's Harold's, right? Chicago staple. You know what I mean? We watching the fight and all that. We got hella people coming over, right? Or not hella's, but you know, a small group of friends, right? You think that if somebody orders a bucket of chicken, they need one sauce? One. That's what you come up with in your head. One. Come on, man. Do better.
That shit don't even sound right.
Do better.
Bro, niggas was stressing that, bro.
Then again, it took us like 45 minutes to get the chicken.
But no, we put it in and we timed it so that we were getting there when it's supposed to be coming out.
It was supposed to be there
for 10 minutes. Yeah. And then we went up and said, yo, I think that's our order. Oh, okay, here you go. Like,
come on, man. Like, it was there the entire time we walked
the
in.
The entire time, bro.
It was there. And they were acting like we wasn't waiting on food. I was like, come on.
Bro. Usually I can cater for bad service because, like, oh, bad service means good food. It was not the case that day. It was not.
Because it was a mild sauce, bro.
I'm like, bro, like, how dare y'all?
And they was like, you know what? Fuck it. You know, we only gave you one bet and just gave us a gallon. I've been like, oh, okay. I ain't got nothing to say on this one. It's just saucy.
Still love Harold, though.
Still love Harold. I'm still going. I don't care. I'll still go to Harold's. Nah, that's top two to me, bro. That day is top two. Not your birthday. Us hanging out was top two. Because top one is like when we went to Derek's apartment. That weekend with Derek. That was funny. That's number one.
That weekend was super funny. I remember
It literally was from the time me and Josh got out. From the time me and Josh got to Derek's apartment and cooked. To the end. That was funny.
No, because when we got there, we pulled up with Hooters. We didn't even cook that night.
We didn't even cook that night. No, I'm talking about like the day, like when we had those activities.
Oh, that Saturday. What do we have for dinner? Wait. Where do we go for? What do we do for dinner though? Because we had Hooters.
That sandwich place. We ate again. Wasn't it that sandwich place?
No. We went to Sugar Fire.
I'm thinking Sugar Fire was Saturday.
No, I'm talking about Friday when we pulled up.
Just some, I don't know, some random like fast food place. I forget what it was. It was probably,
That's right. It was Culver's because you ate my burger and I was mad about that.
Yeah.
I did. I definitely started eating that mug. I was like, hey, bro, I got something to tell you.
Because I put my shit down and I walked off to and used the bathroom in that intense-ass bathroom. And then you were like, but bro, which one? No, I think this is yours. I'm like,
but that one. That goes back to my point, right? I was trying to check the sandwiches. Josh was like, bro, it don't matter, bro. It don't matter.
I'm like, this is mine, bro. What do you? I'm like, all right, bro. If you think this is yours, cool. Go for it. You look.
I had
Josh. Did you have barbecue sauce in yours? Yes, nigga. Yes.
I had a chicken sandwich, bro. That shit didn't matter to me. You can't fuck up a chicken sandwich. Hey, bro, this yours, nigga. You know you didn't get a chicken sandwich. Come on.
I know that white girl that gave us our food definitely called me the N-word in her head because she walked out with the in the dining in tray and everything, and I was just like.
I was sitting there like, why do you think we're going to sit down in Culver's, bro? Like,
because y'all made it seem like we were staying. I promise you. Y'all made it seem like we were staying.
We had playoff basketball to watch at the crib, dog. I wasn't staying for that shit.
I definitely looked at her. I was like, hey, I'm so sorry, but like, can you put my food in the bag?
That's the prequel, bro. But it literally is when we got back to Derek's apartment for that brunch, bro. And we made that little mimosa picture.
You made that shit, nigga.
Derek had the link card. You knew the place where to get the stuff. This was a group effort.
I knew a grocery store, my nigga.
How am I going to be able to put said ingredients in said picture if we're not in said house? It's a group effort, bro. It's a group effort.
Derek knew where that grocery store is.
You see how Jesse likes to loop us into his madness?
Right.
He's
just like, oh, I just happened to be in the back and said, why don't we?
I'm not saying.
I didn't rob that bank by myself, Josh. You were. I
fucking done it by myself. And plus, y'all niggas drunk some. So y'all didn't have to drink it. Y'all could have been like, nah, Jesse, that's too much. Y'all was like, cheers.
Why would we say that? It was brunch. See, I don't like this.
Nah, bro.
He trying to make us seem like bad guys because we wanted to drink some liquor at a brunch.
Y'all
like,
capping.
It's not even that. He's like, oh, y'all didn't have to drink it. Nigga, it's already made. Like, what the fuck? Like, y'all I said, been, you no. made the drink.
Like, no, y'all could have been like, yeah, big dog, this is a little bit too strong. No, eventually y'all was like, hey, bro, I want to go see some fucking kangaroos.
that's not at all how that happened.
He's just embellishing the fuck out of this story.
we was a little inebriated, and we went to the zoo.
You act like we walked up to that zoo like plaster, bro. Like, we did not walk up there
to the zoo. Two people.
I didn't feel nothing walking.
I was fine. I was completely fine.
No, but like y'all was saying that like I made it really strong. I'm like, I don't feel
nothing. No.
It wasn't time out.
What was the issue?
All I said was that you made the drink. I didn't say there was an issue.
There's no
Jesse
issue.
Jesse made the drink.
No, because you know what? You know the implications to that when you said I made the drink. You know
you are not a victim.
No, you know.
I'm gonna hit you with that.
Because y'all know if it's like if I made a drink, it's like shit went down. No, it didn't.
We never said that.
Who said that? Why are you so angry?
Hurt. All I'm saying
it was a good drink. It was good, bro.
It was good. It tastes. All I said was Jesse made the drink, and you're like, no, but you said it was good.
I said it's a group effort. I didn't make that banging ass drink by myself. It was y'all niggas too. It was a group effort. That's all I'm saying.
Make the drink by yourself, my nigga. What? I saw was as I'm cooking that I turn around and I'm seeing Jesse like, Yep. No. See, we're gonna take a little bit of this too. I'm like, all right, sure.
We're gonna add some crown in here. A splash of crown.
You know what? All right. No, you got me. You got the fucking crown. All right. I was trying to fight.
Come on, Jesse. We were there too.
That
the allegations.
There are witnesses, my boy.
He was really trying to beat these allegations like we weren't there. It's like, come on.
You said, he got you a 4K, my boy.
Like, you said crown.
Speaking of allegations, if you're Jesse's friend, don't let him fall asleep around you. Because you will think
all right.
you will think that he died. He had me nervous that day.
Okay. I didn't do nothing. We tapped
you on the shoulder first, several times. We did this several tired. Times. And then Josh lifted your whole arm, and that's just
tired. We had a nice ass brunch. We had a nice ass punch from brunch. We walked around the zoo. We laughed hella hard.
That was before the zoo. That's how I know you. Look.
Like, no, it was after the zoo. We had them sandwiches.
Look at you.
We had the sandwiches, and that's when Jesse.
I said, "Who? A bear? Sure knows he's tired." And then I went into your room. Could have laid in your bed? Yeah, but then I would have been very disrespectful. I also would have threw my scent off. I ain't really like that. So I got a pallet, and I just made a pallet on the floor. And I was
you were straight on the floor. It wasn't nothing. You weren't laying on nothing. You were laying on.
You that's why I was like, "Is this? You was laying right on my carpet.
A pillow?
Yeah."
That's not a pallet, though.
That's not a pallet. It's a pillow.
It's a pillow. It's a pallet. Pillow. Either way it goes, I was asleep, bro. And then all I heard is a little bit is Derek going, "Whoa, what is he on right now?" I was like, "Who the fuck is on who?
Because what gives you the right to die in my apartment?"
Like, I don't know, because I shook this man like, "Okay, Jesse, come on, bro.
I already live in a white
bro, come area. On, come on."
They'd have been like,
and then like Derek said, we did like this. And your arm said, I was like,
on, man. I was like, he did this on this weekend out of all weekends. I was like, come on, dog.
This weekend was too lit for him out of all weekends. I wake up. I'm like, bro, what y'all on? Dog, we thought you were dead. I'm like, dog, I'm asleep.
I'd have been really questioning that. I was like, this the weekend that took Jesse out? Like, we went to homecoming together. And this the weekend that took Jesse out? Like,
this weekend, dude. Like,
Dougie Dave. First of all, Dougie Dave, we're not even talking about that homecoming, bro, which is actually top three now. Because that homecoming, you was a little different nigga.
You was acting real different.
I was. We was in the back of that. We left. Me, Lou, and Derek left that function, and Derek was more pissed off than I was. He was like,
pissed off. I was just questioning why we went there in the first place.
Nah, I remember you walking out
we could have been at the place already.
Nah, bro, he was more on that than I was. And I was just like, yeah, bro, like, you know, gabagoo, gabagoo. And
I think it was also because you were a little inebriated throughout the day, and so you were just like, "Hey, yo, fuck this nigga! Like, why she talking to my man's like that?"
He was like, "He said she did what? Man, that lame ass bitch, man! Get the fuck out of here!" We got a car. Man, sick of these lame ass niggas, bro. Hey, pass me that bottle, man.
I plead the fifth.
Lou's like, yep, 10-2. I'm like, what?
Women be I feel like Lou was in the car like, women be shopping, bro. Women be shopping.
I'm sitting over here like, that's supposed to be me, bro. I'm not even this. Like, I'm not even, bro, what you on right now? They said, man, fuck that bit. All right, bro. he told me in the car, hey, listen, we finna get some bitches. We can have some fun.
Did you say that?
No. I did not say that. I did not say that.
He said, play wingman. He said, play wingman when I come in here. that's what I did. I played wingman. He dipped off with Shorty. I said, all right, I ain't finna deal with you no more. Let me go.
You held it down for a good 15 minutes. I appreciate it.
A good 15, bro. That was like the most driest 15 I ever had, bro. The driest 15.
There was nothing interesting about that person.
No. That's a thank you for your time.
I'm being honest. I'm completely
honest. Yo, what's hilarious to me is that like we're talking about all these people and like we're like it's just really fucking funny. Cause we're very like Well, Jesse's not laid back, but the rest of the friend group is very just like, yeah, laid back, whatever, it's chill.
I'm out.
Cool. Jesse.
Nope. This is going to be a whole other 10-minute conversation. Jesse, you are the most interesting Negro in the world. I'm not.
You are not. I would not describe you as laid back.
You're not laid back.
Laid back moments. I will argue that. I'm not going to say I'm
laid back. Steph sometimes shoots layups, but like.
Okay. But he's a three-point shooter. Like, what are we doing here?
I appreciate this birthday slander, dog. I appreciate this free birthday slander.
You'll live. Nigga, you go make some pasta and get over it. You'll be fine.
Facts.
You just be sitting there fucking rolling after done like these motherfuck. Why I oughta.
Why I oughta. Ah, the tortini's done.
Oh, hey, that'd be hella funny if that was somebody's like way to like get over their anger. Was just cooking. Was just cooking.
No, hey, no. On some
real over here making pizza. Like, man, I swear to God.
No, on some real shit. You ever frustrated and you don't want to go to the gym? Make some fresh pasta. Watch how sore your arms are. Watch how angry. Watch how sore your arms
right there. That's arm day.
That's arm day right there. That shit tough. It's. You're going to be mad as hell. You're going to be so tired. You're going to be like, God. Man. You're going to be like, why was I so angry? I'm just tired now. You're going to take a nap and wake up and be like, holy shit, this pasta don't rise.
Now I can just see Jesse passed out on the floor with like pasta sauce and shit everywhere.
It might not be pasta sauce. It might be blood. You never know. Secrets in the filling. But I won't tell. Secrets in the
filling. What's to this nigga, bro? I feel like I ask this question every single podcast. What's to this?
Ask this question every single. You've asked this question since we took a blood oath to be brothers.
Facts.
I can just see y'all in your school parking lot. Like, well, I can just see y'all in the Lynn Bloom parking lot. Like, well, brothers.
Nah, I was in front of the bus station. We wouldn't have both been in the parking lot.
Nah, it was a bus station.
That's you're like, comrade.
I'm like, Jesse, where'd you get a knife from? Hey, man, you asked too many questions.
You asked too many questions, bro. You asked too many fucking questions.
That's hilarious.
That's why I got a tattoo. I'm a loyal nigga. I got a tattoo called HF South Building Till I Die. Shout out to everybody for HF. Shout out to every nigga that went to HF High, bro. And the South Building in particular. Because all them lame-ass niggas on the north side, y'all know y'all was lame as hell next to that bogus-ass golf course, man. Y'all was bogus as hell. Shout out to the niggas on the South Side Building. And Derek bad as hell because he knew he was in that north side building. Lame-ass nigga. Had the white kids call your ass Tyler. Hey, Tyler, let's go golf. Lame-ass nigga.
What? Damn. I'm getting cooked. Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
He changed my whole name. What's with that diss?
Nigga Cash. My nigga Phil. Phil's about goddamn time to get that car, man.
You know too many details about the workings of a summer. You know way too many details.
He's a geographer, nigga. He does this math shit, bro.
Exactly.
You think Homewood Flossmore is your ally?
I was molded by them.
Hey, low-key, being a geographer has been the best damn thing to happen to me because now I be on time to places because now I know where things are. Before then, I used to be like, I ain't get there about 30 minutes. Jesse, that's about to be about 2 hours. What are you doing?
Oh, man. Since we're talking about stuff that happened this year, I remember we had that conversation about old girl that thought since she had an hour layover in O'Hare.
Hey, listen, bro. That's not...
that she could get... She was like, I have like an hour and a half layover in O'Hare, Jesse. Can we go hang out, go get lunch? She was like, the minute you leave O'Hare to go do something else, it's going to take you 45 minutes to get back. Like, what do you not like?
And like, you pulled up during like the evening time, bro. It's packed.
Right.
What do you mean?
First of all, O'Hare is a grip from wherever you are in the city. It is not easy to get to. It's If Jesse asked me to pick him up from O'Hare, I would do it, but I wouldn't be happy about it. And that's my nigga, bro. Like, I'd be like, all right,
I don't even do you like that, bro. I'd be like, listen, I'm coming from O'Hare. Can you pick me up from 95th? Like, I would help you. I would help. Or be like,
me. I'd be like, okay, you don't got to come all the way to 95th, but take the blue line to get on the red, some shit like that. Like, exactly. We'll figure, all right, cool.
Let me meet you halfway, bro. Because, like, you... If you ever told me to pick you up from O'Hare and you don't give me gas money, that's the last fucking time your family seeing you. Because why would you do that?
Whoa. That sentence did not end the way I thought it was going to end. I thought it was going to be, that's the last time I get you from O'Hare. Not like,
oh, it's going to be the last time I get you.
Because you're not going to be alive.
Oh, that statement's still in there.
It's weaved in there. I got it. I'm here.
Said that the family's gonna do some flower bringing and soft singing, nigga. Like,
on me, bro. On me.
Oh, Jesus
Christ. The most wildest thing, the most craziest thing that I've been told this year. This is our year in review, I guess. The wildest thing I've been told this year was that. That I was vague as hell for answering a question that ended with no. That's the most wild.
That ended with what?
No. Remember I was like, hey, I feel like, remember I was telling the shorty, yo, I want to hang out. Like, no, let's hang out.
Oh,
right. And she was like, how much? I said, how much is parking? She said, 10. I said, sheesh. All right, bro, whatever. She said, is that a problem? I said, no, not really. Ain't said none to me 2 days later. I said, what's the problem? You was just vague as hell. How was I vague as hell, West Side? Because you said not really vague as hell. I'm like, that's not really vague as hell. I said, no. What goofy ass nigga say that? It's just vague. Like, you could have just said no. Like, you just could have left it at that. What are you talking about? I'm like, Doc.
Why she sound like DMX?
Because that's all she sound like. She sound like a rusty hoe, mad because she can't communicate.
You're so rude. You're rude.
You're rude as hell, Jesse.
I'm rude, but Mr. Krabs over here is not. All right, but...
Two things can be true, Jesse. All right. It is not an either or.
Okay, cool. I guess I was wrong, too, for sending her a picture of a Ricola, but I guess I'm wrong.
You had old girl sound like Doc Rivers, bro.
That's how she sounded.
Come on, Ben. Just practice.
It's not Joe's fault. It's not Joe's fault.
You won't even try to shoot.
I did.
I shot that 1-3 back in like 2018. This is like, what? That's not what I'm talking about, Ben. That's not what I'm talking about.
Ben Simmons, your J don't work.
When I saw that video, I was like, he's getting cooked. Look, he had all those disses, like, from like five different rappers. They had dissed him in a song.
There's like, one. So that means there's like one letter in the alphabet he does not write then.
Oh, wow.
H-I-
Good job.
H-I-K-L.
Good job. You don't know what a J is.
I don't know what a J is.
Jesse, well, once again, when is your stand-up? I need you to start this shit, bro. You got 10 minutes worth of material right now.
That was a great lineup. That was just great. See, that would work.
If you said that in Philadelphia, they would like cheer you the entire night.
They'd probably give you the keys to the city that day.
They would still like the headliner would come on, they'd still be in the crowd like, Jesse, Jesse, Jesse. Groovy Grizzly.
Holy crap.
How long have we been talking?
I don't know how long the stand-up's been.
Oh my god, it's almost 2 o'clock.
We're just here for Jesse's practice, honestly. Like, this is just his practice. Honestly.
This podcast's been all over the place, honestly.
Just like our FaceTimes, bro. Like, that's what it is.
Formal FaceTimes. These are formal FaceTimes. That's all they are.
Oh man. Y'all got anything else to add, or you're gonna cut it here?
I'm cool. We can cut it here.
All right. Thank you all for listening to the It's Just Jokes podcast. Remember, give us 5 stars. If you don't give us 5 stars, you're a fucking hater. shout out to King Boy and Jazz here for the outro music. Like Jesse, thank you so much for listening. My name has been Joshua Chavin. This has been Jesse Pink and Derek Small. We'll see y'all next episode. Bye.
Love y'all, man. Be safe.
What is to this thing?